From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The White House says President Donald Trump has a buffet of options on how to get Mexico to pay for the wall he wants to build along the U.S.-Mexico border. Plans for the controversial wall have soured Mexican relations with the U.S. just days into the Trump presidency.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Earlier Thursday, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled next week's meeting in Washington after Trump said the talks should be called off if Mexico keeps insisting it will not pay for the wall. British Prime Minister Theresa May's meeting at the White House on Friday will be Donald Trump's first with a foreign leader as president, and May wants to use it to bolster the transatlantic relationship.
It has been America's destiny to bear the leadership of the free world and to carry that heavy responsibility on its shoulders. But my country, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, has been proud to share that burden and to walk alongside you at every stage.
But she's under fire for cozying up to a president who's renewed his commitment to building that Mexican border wall and moving to pull the U.S. out of international trade treaties. While Wall Street celebrates yet another stock market record, many Americans have little reason to cheer. The wealthiest 10% of households own roughly 80% of stock market wealth. The Dow's 23% surge over the past year has benefited mostly investors who were already well off. This is VOA. Volkswagen's efforts to do right by owners who unknowingly purchased cars and SUVs that cheat on emissions tests have run into some speed bumps. Owners say the company isn't delivering on a promise to quickly buy back their vehicles. Some complain about multiple requests for paperwork, even after being told their application was complete. The German automaker acknowledges some hiccups, but blames delays on an overwhelming volume of buyback requests. A company lawyer told the judge handling the VW case that almost 400,000 owners had applied to have their vehicles repurchased in the 3 months since a legal settlement was approved. The Trump presidency is less than a week old, but congressional and executive actions have already revived the long-running national debate on abortion. And with two major marches in just 6 days, supporters on both sides show no signs of backing down. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports on the debate from Washington.
Anti-abortion supporters have rallied for 43 years to protest the passage of the landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. But as they rally this year, there's new hope for their cause. In one of his first acts in the Oval Office, President Trump signed an executive order preventing U.S. funding from going to any foreign organizations that promote abortion. The so-called Mexico City policy has always flipped, according to who is in the White House. Next up for House Republicans, a bill that would severely curtail Roe v. Wade, preventing any abortions after a doctor detects a heartbeat on an ultrasound. Catherine Gibson in Washington, VOA News.
Another attempt is underway that could establish California as a separate nation. A proposal has been submitted to state election officials that would ask voters to repeal part of the state constitution that declares California an inseparable part of the United States. If it qualifies for the ballot and is approved by voters, the proposal would be a step to a future vote on whether California should actually break away from the United States. Supporters Thursday were cleared to begin attempting to collect nearly 600,000 voter signatures needed to place the plan on the ballot. Similar attempts to make California a nation or break it into multiple states have failed. President Donald Trump is expected to ask the Pentagon for ways to accelerate the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and officials say the options probably would include steps the Obama administration considered but never acted on. I'm Lori London
in
Washington.
World News from VOA.